this episode of Marvelous Mouth Talk. I'm your host, Marcella Zimmerman, and I'm joined today by Brenda Tackett.
Hi.
Maria Beener.
Hi.
And Kathy Kibanier.
Hi, everyone.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by MarvelousMouthTravels.com, where we're creating marvelous memories one family at a time. Today, the ladies are here to share their recent experience at LeBlanc Spa and Resort in Cabo San Lucas. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
I think we all want to be back at LeBlanc in Cabo.
Oh yes, I do.
For sure.
I'm ready to go back. It was absolutely fabulous. If you're looking for an adults-only, very luxurious experience, this is definitely the place. I don't know, ladies, what do you think? You want to describe the resort a little bit?
Oh my God, the resort is so amazing. When you walk out of that lobby to the pool area, it is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. There's what? How many pools? I think it's there's four pools, right? One of which is an infinity.
Yes, the infinity is my favorite.
I know. And then two hot tubs out there.
Yep, two hot tubs.
The resort was just gorgeous and so clean and open and airy. It just never felt, you just felt like you had a lot of room wherever you went, and it was so tidy all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think we should tell everybody too, what we learned on our tour of the property, and that's that it rains, what'd she say? 4 days?
Four times
the entire year.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you're looking for a place where you can almost guarantee great weather for most of your stay or all of your stay, I think Cabo is the place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So maybe we should back up a little bit and just tell everybody what happens once you've arrived at the airport in Cabo, because your experience even starts there.
Do you mean the car service waiting
mm-hmm.
people?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And while they are getting themselves together to whisk you off to the resort, there's a nice little stand where you can get a margarita.
See, the party starts there.
That's right. Your vacation starts right away.
Yes.
And even in the shuttle service over to the resort, you know, they had waters and drinks for you if you needed it there. And a short shuttle ride to the resort as well.
Yeah, it wasn't long at all. Mm-hmm. It was, and it's a nice easy ride too. And you're riding right along the coast, so it's, you know, you have something beautiful to look at for most
Absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
And then one of my favorite parts is when you get out of the vehicle, they have this lovely towel waiting for you that I think mine smelled of lavender. So it just calmed me down right away. And it was just really refreshing. And then they hand you a lovely flower and a glass of, I think it's coconut milk, isn't it?
Coconut milk and something else mixed with it.
Oh my God. Yeah, my favorite part was at check-in when they put that hot, what is that called?
Like that hot neck wrap on you.
The neck wrap while they're checking you in.
Yes, that was awesome. And also what I love too, there's no room key. So they put that bracelet on you, and the bracelet, whatever, you know, the magnet that's in it is what unlocks your door. So you don't ever have to fumble for a card key or a room key of any kind. It's right there on your wrist the entire time.
Yes.
And it doesn't bother you.
And I spend more time looking for my room key normally than I do anything else. So for me, it was a total lifesaver. Just knowing I already, you know, I didn't have to worry about that part.
Yeah.
I agree.
Really like that. And then I think we already mentioned this, but it is adults only. So that's really nice. And I love, Kathy, you mentioned this. It's so clean. It's probably the cleanest property I've ever been to.
Yes, I would agree. It was never, I never saw an area that I felt needed, you know, was not pristine. I mean, everything was really clean.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about the rooms, because I don't think there's a bad room view on the property.
Yeah. Those rooms were incredible.
I mean, ocean view, it's ocean front, it's right there.
Large balcony.
The balcony was a seller for sure. The balcony was so big and just, you could sit out. I mean, you can kind of see along, but it was really private in itself that you know, you weren't looking right at the person beside you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the tub, I love that. So I actually was watching a movie while taking my bath at night because, you know, you can open the curtains and watch the television from the bathtub. I love that. It was spacious. The closets were huge, a ton of drawer space, places yes. to put your stuff, a lovely desk. And the bathroom was huge. The shower with the rain head.
It gave you the two options, right? The rain head and then that little
wand
that came off. Thank you. I was like, what is that word? the wand, which I really enjoyed both of those.
Yes. Yes. Well, and the products that they give you there. So, you know, don't pack shampoo or lotion or conditioner or body wash because the products they have are wonderful. It's, how do you say it? Bulgari?
Yes. Yes.
So they smell great. They have the hair dryer and the hair straightener are Qi, right?
Yes.
I think that's how you
yes.
say it.
Yes. And even the blow dryer is one of those goods. Salon quality dryers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Okay, we forgot something really important, ladies. And Maria, I think you love this the most, is the butler service.
Oh, yes. I love that you can be out to dinner and you can text the butler to get your bath ready for you or mm-hmm. put a certain aromatherapy in the room for you. I mean, what is better than that?
Mm-hmm. Well, and ours texted us every single morning and said, good morning. And, you know, it'll be me for this amount of time until this, you know, till 7 PM. And then so-and-so is taking over. And it just was, he was wonderful. I absolutely loved that. And they will pack and unpack for you if you want them to.
Yes, and iron for you too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say, I've never had a butler before. So I was excited, but I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I would really enjoy it. I felt like, will they be in my space? Is it going to be uncomfortable? And that's not the case at all. It was so nice having that app, being able to request the things you want. You know, other than that, you didn't really see them. I mean, you go back to your room and your room was prepared the way you wanted it. They were always by the elevator, you know, usually when you came up and down and, you know, kind of asked if you needed anything and checked in with you. And then again with text. So it was definitely something that I'll be hard pressed to go and not have a butler next time. I mean, I definitely, it was wonderful. But I didn't know what to expect. So I was very pleasantly surprised with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we should note too, that the butler service is included in the price of your stay. So, you know, it automatically comes with that. But if you utilize your butler and they do a great job, you know, bringing gratuity for them is something that right. would be very nice because they do work hard and deserve that extra gratuity.
Yeah. And they definitely went above and beyond for sure.
Before mm-hmm. I forget what I was just saying that we can, do things from, I don't know if we mentioned it, from the app, which I think not a lot of resorts have. And I love that. Mm-hmm. You could communicate with the butler, the front desk, room service, everything mm-hmm. is from the app. And for me, I hate having to call down or, you know, wait for someone to come. I like that everything is done through there.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And the app was wonderful. You can look up menus for the restaurants, or while we were sitting at the pool, we pulled up the pool menu to see what we wanted to order. So that was really nice.
Yeah. The app was definitely a game changer.
Yeah. Agreed. So I think while we're talking about food, ladies, let's talk about the restaurants and the pool food, because I don't think you're going to get better food anywhere.
I agree. There was such a variety. I can be a bit of a picky eater, but I tried things I never thought I would and enjoyed them all. I never had anything I did not like, but there was something there for everybody.
What was your favorite?
I think I liked the steakhouse that we went to.
Yes. Yes.
There were so many choices.
Well, that first night too, they kind of gave us a little taste of every restaurant since we weren't there long enough to experience all of them. So my personal favorite was the pasta dish at the Italian restaurant.
Yes, that was so good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was disappointed I didn't go in and do a whole meal there because I'm sure it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Just that sampling was great.
Well, and I think like they offer experiences too. I mean, the fact like that Turkish coffee, just watching them make that coffee is an experience. And they have a lot of things that they can offer in addition to the regular dining. I mean, we did that tequila tasting. We have the wine tasting. You know, they can do like a chef's table type.
Yes. Thing. And I believe he said they have a special coffee for each restaurant has a different coffee offering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not to mention the little coffee bar with that had the chocolates and goodies too.
The amazing desserts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The macaroons. So yummy.
The churros at the pool, the ice cream at the pool.
4 o'clock churro cart. There's a huge line. They're so yummy. They make them fresh right there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely won't go hungry. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So the room categories, because we did get to tour a couple of the other room options, but you know, for the most part, like we already said, there's the view is spectacular. They do have some larger rooms that have a separate bedroom from the living area. So we did get to see that. Those are the governor's suites?
The governor's suite, yes.
So they have those, you know, but they're all of them are going to have that standard large king bed. And then it just depends on if you have a separate living area or not in your room.
Even the regular room that I believe we were in the honeymoon suite room. It was a really large room. I think all the rooms are a really good size.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about nighttime, like entertainment and bars and, you know, because, you know, sometimes some of the resorts kind of become quiet after, you know, 9, 10 p.m. And there's definitely quiet places to go at LeBlanc, but if you would like some nightlife, you can definitely find it.
Yes, their live band that they had when we were there was amazing. They did such a good job.
Yes, they were awesome.
And then where are my karaoke fans?
Yeah.
So we do. We got to enjoy some karaoke. It's just a beautiful place to be. Okay, so in terms of activities, I think we need to talk a little bit about the spa, because that's something unique to LeBlanc as well.
Oh my, yes. Hydrotherapy, my favorite.
And yeah, and I think the fact we need to tell people about that.
Yeah, and the hydrotherapy not only is it a wonderful experience, but it's included with your stay. And so you can go every day if you want to, and you can have your butler set up a time for you, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's basically just like a very unique water experience. I guess they call it a water journey.
Yes.
So you start in the sauna and then you go into the ice room and then you put you know, lotion on your face and conditioner in your hair. And then you go in the steam room. Then you can take a shower. Then you get a lovely massage, head massage on the heated stone seat. And then you can head over to the pools where they have a cold pool. They have a hot tub, all kinds of stuff in there. And you just kind of go along this journey, and it's just supposed to be really good for your skin and your, just everything calms you down a lot.
It's a very good detox.
Yes. There you go. That's a great word to describe it.
And then the extra spa services that they have, I mean, you can, you know, arrange for a massage, or, you know, they have a lot of different spa services available for an extra fee.
Mm-hmm. You can do couples massages too, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of fitness activities as well. So I did go into the gym and work out one of the mornings, and it's a great facility. I mean, I would say this is a fairly small property compared to a lot of the other all-inclusive resorts. And I was really shocked at how large the gym space was. You didn't have to fight for a machine. They had plenty of those. They had weights and boxes and kettlebells and all kinds of stuff where you could mix up your workout. But then they also offer classes that you can take throughout the day. They have underwater biking. So they put bikes in the water. I saw people doing yoga in the pools on mats. So just a lot of different things that they offer for fitness.
Yeah, I saw them in the mornings doing aerobics and then the one day doing yoga. I didn't partake in any of such, but I did see them. And the gym was really large. I looked in from the outside, but it was big.
And I definitely get the feeling at that resort, because I'm somewhat like fitness and eating healthy and all of that. That is one resort where there are lots of, I feel like, lots of healthy options for you to, you know, order. And also even on the room service menu, there are lots of healthy options. And in the morning you could get smoothies, because I ordered them, and they'll make them with almond milk, Greek yogurt. They have a lot of non-dairy items, which I thought was really great, because you know that you're going to be eating the nachos with the guacamole and, you know, all of the tacos and churros. And I feel like at least one meal, maybe have some smoothies or something, but they have a lot of healthy options.
And they also had the wellness room category where they switch out the snacks to more healthier options, and the stuff in your fridge. That's also an option as well.
Mm-hmm. And don't they have a different pillow menu as well, depending on what type of pillow you like and feel most comfortable with?
They do. They had lavender and all sorts of options. And that's all on the app as well, that you can request that in your room at night.
I do think it's important to note, and this is for those that if you're looking for a property where you can go out and swim in the ocean, this is not going to be the place to do that, only because it's not, you'd be surprised. I mean, it's the Pacific Ocean. It's very different than, you know, the other side where it's the Gulf. And even, you know, the Atlantic, where you can swim in most spots. So here it's beautiful to look at. I mean, it is gorgeous. And when you're standing at the edge of the infinity pool, I could just stare out there at the ocean for hours, but you do not swim there. There are places to swim in Cabo, but they're few and far between. So we should note that there are places to sit on the beach, and you can walk along the beach and enjoy that. But just no swimming.
And the water is absolutely beautiful. Just to sit there and, you know, lay in the sun and relax is wonderful. The water is really blue and beautiful.
So if you had to say what your favorite aspect of the resort is, what would you say? Maria, I'm going to start with you. I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, no. So I think it's a little bit of mixture of everything. When I go to that resort, I just have this very clean feeling about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we do travel a lot, I just feel like there, like you girls were saying, when you walk around, you never see any trash. Everything just feels good. The overall feeling of the rooms are clean outside. When you walk out, you have that wow factor. And I think it's a bunch of things. Honestly, I just have a great feeling whenever I go there. I love that I don't feel trapped by the food, because some of times you'll go to the all-inclusives and they just, the food, I don't want to say is not good, but there's not very many options.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there, for me, it's a great fit because of all of the options, how great the food is, the feeling that it gives me. But if I had to pick one thing, I would say the app and the butlers.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Kathy?
I would have to agree. I came home feeling very pampered and very relaxed. I felt like I was pampered the whole time and not rushed, but that there was a lot to do, if that makes sense. I felt like it had a really good, even mix of relaxation and entertainment. The butler and spa were by far my favorite aspects of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So I think for me, I would have to say the service was unbelievable. From the butlers to the staff at all of the restaurants, at the pool, just everywhere, I thought the service was amazing. Everybody was kind and welcoming. And I was trying to practice my Spanish a lot, and they were very patient with me. And I just loved all the people. You could tell that they're taken care of. So you can tell they like their jobs, and because, you know, they feel respected. And so that came across in how they treated us. And it was, I just loved the service and the food. That's probably my favorite part. The food was just unbelievable.
I don't want to forget one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave the resort. It's very safe.
Yes.
Other parts of Mexico, some people are worried about. Here, it is very safe. They have a great, like, downtown by the marina.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to, you know, go out, you know, leave resort one day. You don't have to, but if you wanted to, you certainly can and feel totally safe doing so.
Mm-hmm.
And when we walked through the marketplace there by the marina, I mean, there was vendors, but it wasn't like you find in different parts of Mexico. They weren't pushy. They weren't, and you know, we just kind of wandered in and did our thing, and nobody was really in your face, which was really nice. And same with the beach vendors. There were a couple on the beach, but they weren't pushy in any way. I mean, they were just there, and if you wanted to purchase, you could, which was really nice. And the other thing I noticed about the resort, although it's couples only, there was a lot of groups of friends there. It's not a place that I would feel you could only go as a couple. There was lots of large groups of friends just, you know, having a good time. It wasn't overly coupling resort, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in booking Le Blanc Los Cabos Resort and Spa, definitely reach out to one of the agents at Marvelous Mouse Travels. I can go to our website where you can find a link to get more information. So Le Blanc falls under Palace Resorts, who we have a wonderful working relationship with top management. And we always have perks that we can offer when staying at one of the Palace Resorts properties when booking through us. So definitely reach out to someone at Marvelous Mouse Travels to get your next amazing vacation booked at Le Blanc Los Cabos. I want to go back. I'm ready.
Me too.
It looks terrific.
Well, thank you all so much for coming on today and sharing your experience with me and also our viewers. And I'd also like to thank you as well for listening to this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Be one of the first to know when a new episode has been released. As Brenda stated earlier, if you'd like to get in touch with one of the agents featured on today's show or any other travel advisor with Marvelous Moss Travels to plan your next vacation, you can visit our website, www.marvelousmosstravels.com, or I'll provide a link in our show notes. We hope you have a marvelous week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.